Turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章.
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中国人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
17节。
Verse 17.
我们要念到24节。
You read to verse 24.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己的无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽。 就放纵私欲，常行各种种种的污秽。This
I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the hardness of their hearts. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
二十节。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义。 和圣洁。But you did not learn
Christ in this way. Indeed, you have heard him and have been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus. But in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
Colossians 3章
Chapter 3
第三节
Verse 3
我们要念到 10节
Verse 3 to 10
3章3节到10节
Verse 3 to 10
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以，要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就如拜偶像一样。
For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。 但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
For it is on account of these things that the wrath of God will come, and in them you also once walked when you were living in them, but now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
好，我们就今天晚上我们就读这两处的圣经。
We read these two passages for tonight.
我们一起来到主面前祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢赞美你的恩典。
Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you indeed for your grace.
因为是你自己给我们这样的机会，可以来到你的面前来听从上头来的话语。
Because you give us this opportunity to come together to hear words from above.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，父做事直到如今，所以子也做事。
Because the Lord Jesus has said that because the Father worketh, the Son also worketh until now.
你的话又告诉我们，我们都是你自己手中的工作，
有
在基督里面做成的。
Your word also said that we are all your workmanship in Christ Jesus.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
幸亏不是人的工作。
Indeed, it's fortunately not man's work.
是你的工作。
Indeed, it's your work.
所以你要做成你要做的工。
So you will finish what you want to finish.
如果是人，永远没有希望。
If it's of man, it will be hopeless.
如果是你，永远有希望。
Because it's you, there is always eternal hope.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
今天晚上你就正要在我们每个人身上做工。
You know, you will work indeed in our lives.
因为你的话就是你的工作。
Because your word is indeed your work.
愿你的话在我们每个人身上成为活的、有力量的、有生命的。
That your word will be in our lives, living and alive.
主啊，你的圣灵做工说话。
That your Holy Spirit will do the work and to speak.
完成你今天晚上要在每一个基督徒身上所做成的工。
To complete the very work that you want to do in our individual lives.
主啊，我们把荣耀归给你。
All glory will be unto thee.
仆人们静听。
Your servant hears.
圣灵向我们每一个人说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to us.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
That we may be given a ear that can listen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We ask this in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天晚上我们是开一个头。
Yesterday we just had an introduction.
我们讲到以弗所书这本书是保罗写给以弗所，提醒他们怎么样能够认识神永远的旨意。
And it's Paul having written to the Ephesian church how they should recognize God's eternal purpose.
因为今天撒旦在做很厉害的破坏的工作。
Because Satan is doing a destructive work today.
遮蔽人的心灵的眼睛。
Closing our eyes and our hearts.
让人不认识神的旨意。
But we might not be able to understand that.
这样我们虽然得救了，我们可以做我们自己喜欢做的事情，到时候我们就跟旨意不上不搭上。神的救恩在我们身上就没有成功。
Although we may be saved, we do not.Continue on with God, and so God's will is not accomplished in our lives.
因为罪得赦免，将来不下地狱，死后上天堂，这是大家一种肤浅的观念。
In our shallow thinking, being saved from our sins and go to heaven, that's about all there is.
如果神就是为着这样一个简单的目的的话，何必花那么多代价呢？
If it's just for simple purposes, that why you such a big sacrifice?
我们又何必那么年轻的信主呢？
Why is it that we are so young and believe in the Lord?
如果这就是我们的福音的话，我们什么时候信主是最好？
Then carefully, this is our gospel, then when should we believe in the Lord?
死前五分钟。
8 minutes before you die.
搞定了。
搞定了。That will be it.
对不对？
Isn't it?
但是主的恩典今天在我们每个人身上是这样的浩大。
But the God's grace in individual life is so big.
我们这时候就遇见了主，这是何等的救，何等的恩典。
When we are young, we come to know the Lord, there's so much grace.
那既然这么早能恩，神一定在我们身上有一个很重要的事情要做。
Since we receive grace early, God must have a great work in our life.
到底神做什么呢？
Why is God working in our life?
我们就必须明白保罗在这篇这本书里面所要告诉我们神永远的旨意。
We need to understand what Paul, God is written to Paul, God's eternal purpose in this book.
神今天要把我们救来，而且把我们放在一起，做成一个身体，来安装这个头一起帮助。
Have you said that he wants to put us together as a body, equip us so that we might manifest the fullness of God?
神要借着教会，叫所有的受造之物，包括天使，能够认识神的智慧。
The true church God wants all created, all the angels to understand God's will.
换言之，如果今天神的旨意在教会上没有完成，神的 智慧、神的奇妙、神的一切，就没有办法得到完全的发表。If God does not fulfill this work in the church, then His wisdom and His glory will not be able to be fully manifested. 所以这个身体是神今天在地上要完成的。So this body is God, what God wants to accomplish for us on this earth. 那么我们被救来，神今天在我们身上有了第一步。So having been saved, God wants in us the first step, 就是让我们蒙他的保拯救，我们罪得赦免，我们的生命 that we are justified through the precious blood upon our lives. 我们有了一个新的生命 that we have a new life. 可是这并不是一切， this is not everything. 这是刚刚开始， this is only the beginning. 神在我们上还有一段路要走， God has a continued journey with us. 还有很长的工作是要做在我们里面， continue working our lives. 因此他就赐下圣灵，赐下各样的恩赐赐给教会。 And so he gives us the Holy Spirit all kinds of gifts in order to. 所以在第四开始就说到神的建造。 And so in chapter 4 on the process of the building process. 所以在第四章里面有一个很重要的词，就是叫做要把我们建成长大成人乃有基督的身量，这是我们很熟悉的。 And so in chapter 4 a very important phrase that he will bring us to a mature man to the stature of the to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. 如果我们达不到这一步， if we do not attain this, 那要随意教师风吹来吹去，我们常常就走迷路了。 Then we will constantly be tossed to and fro by all winds of doctrine and always in losing direction. 所以要我们能够不受仇敌的欺骗，不受他们的迷惑，我们必须长大成人。In order not to be deceived by all the wiles of the evil one, we must be mature. 刚才我们这里有很多小朋友 ，There's not a lot of young children. 然后这边大都有大朋友 ，And then all these big friends here. 这两群人哪一种好骗呢 ？These two groups of people who are easier to bluff. 这边好骗，为什么？Is it the younger ones? 几块糖大概就可以解决问题。A few seeds and then probably you see that. 这一群人就不是几块糖就可以解决问题。Probably just wouldn't do a few seeds. 你还得使出几把刷子来才有办法。You must come up with a few other things. 因为我们长大了。Because we're grown up. 我们见识多了，我们会分辨。Because we are able to discern, because we see more. 小的时候我们没有见识，没有经历，什么都不懂。Because we're young, without experience, we're easy to be deceived. 所以这个简单的道理就是今天能来回答到底今天基督徒怎么能够不被仇敌迷惑。So in this simple way, we respond to how we ought not to be deceived by the evil one. 就是我们属灵的生命必须长大成人。There are spiritual lives mature unto Christ. 所以这里讨论的问题不是我们肉身的生命长大成人。It's not about our carnal flesh maturing. 今天所讲的乃是属灵的这个生命 ，It's our spiritual life， 怎么样能够长大成？那 spiritual life 比怎么错？而且这段圣经你可以看到，一面是个人的长大成，那完全也是 individual growing， 更重要的是教会的长大成。More importantly， the growth of the whole church， 它一面是有个人的部分，同时又有一个整体的部分。On the one side， individual growth， on the other side， a whole body growth， 这样我们能够达到神的旨意。Then we shall attend to God's will。那么前面这一半，第四章的前半章，你可以看到神基督的时候，你可以看到这个 Lord and Christ ascended to heaven， 他把各样的恩赐赏给每一个 He gave all kinds of gifts to the church。 有一类恩赐是给每一个基督徒的， Some gifts are for everybody。 有一类的恩赐是给教会的，那是指的那四种工人说的。And there are gifts to the church, the four kinds. 所以这一些恩赐怎么样配搭，怎么样联姻联手基督，然后这个身体建立起来。So how are these gifts to be working together to build the church? 所以这是前半章所讲的恩赐的配搭联于基督。So the gifts about how the gifts work together unto the Lord Jesus Christ.我们陈弟兄，这是他的责任，他要把他讲的仔细一点。So, Brother Chan will carefully deal with these things. 后半章讲什么？ 那你就会发现后半章所注重一直到其实一直讲着讲到底，这本书结束第六章。
So from the chapter 4 to the chapter 6
就是讲到这个生命，这个属灵的生命，你个人来讲，你团体来讲，怎么样长大，注重在生命的方面。
And so the maturing of life, both individually and corporately,
就是在生活里面
，in the living process。
我们每天每天在这个生活，在这个地上，从我们年轻信主，或者我们中间有些年长的才信主，不管怎么样，总而言之，你信主之后。我们每天怎么过生活
？It is about how we live our Christian life after we came to know the Lord, whether we are young or old.
神在我们每一个人身上都要做工。
God wants to work in our individual life, every one of us.
那么我们就要怎么样了解神如何做工？我们又应该怎么样跟他配合
？So we must understand how God wants to work and how we need to cooperate with Him.
那今天晚上我要讲的这个第一个部分呢，就是叫做新人。
And so the first half of my message is about a new man.
用一个简单的题目，大家比较容易记哦。
I use a simple topic so that we can remember.
但如果要长一点的话，比较能够打整个的意思来讲的话，应该是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
If you want to be more elaborate, it is to remove your man and put on the new man.
不是 remove， 这里翻译应该是
put off us, put off and on, put off and put on。
就像穿衣服一样。
It's put off the old man, and put on the new man.
我这是特别故意穿了这件04年的制服。
I intentionally wore this old fan T-shirt.
我为什么穿来呢
？Why do I wear it?
第一个，我表示我来过这里，不是客人的。
I want to show that I'm not here for the first.
第二个，我要让大家看这个件衣服是04年发的。
I want to show that this T-shirt is in the year 2004.
已经老了。
It's old.
不是我人老了，人是老了，但是这一件衣服是老的。
Normally, I'm like, oh, this T-shirt is old.
我不知道今年有没有新的。
I don't know if this year is a new T-shirt.
那么，圣经用的词汇，脱去人，穿上新人，就是以这个衣服来做一个形象的。
So, Bible uses this analogy of.The clothing to put off and to put on,
把那个老旧的脱掉
，to put off the old,
把那个新的穿上来
，to put on the new.
那这就是这里所用的词汇。
And so this is the words that are being used here.
那么，这个词在不同的圣经的版本有不同的翻译，意思是把它念一念，大家可以有一个感觉。
The different versions of the Bible use this differently, but the meanings are the same.
这个，脱去这个字
，this put off，
是在新约里面用过九次
，in the New Testament used nine times。
罗马书说脱去暧昧的行为
，the Romans says to put off the old ways of living。
那么现在以弗所书，我们刚刚念的是脱去旧人
，Ephesians says put off the old man。
同样的是到了第四章二十五节这里第四章二十五节
in Ephesians 25
他就说到弃绝谎言
the lay aside falsehood
看到没有你们要弃绝谎言你这个弃就是这个字
this laying aside is putting off the same word same meaning
那么到了哥罗西书第三章第八节的时候
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 8
也是这个字也是但是中文翻译的时候也是弃绝弃绝恼恨暴怒恶怒恶毒毁谤污秽的言语弃绝不要丢掉
And so put them all aside and the wrath malice and all these things put aside
到了希伯来书十二章第一节就是放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪就是放下
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, lay aside every encumbrance, lay them all aside.
所以在这个地方你看到圣经用这个字的时候
So when the Bible uses this word,
不是被动式 这是个动词
It is an active verb.
Right. 动词有两种形态一种是被动一种是主动
Active verb has two kinds.
And passive.
Or passive and active.
这个懂不懂你们的英文文法好不好我们不好
verb is active and passive
主动与被动
active and passive
现在讲到这个脱去这个 气绝都是主动的。And so if the active verbs you are putting aside, 所以这里圣经告诉我们，对于整个救人的这一个东西，不管它在哪一方面的表现，我们要学什么？气绝。And so with every job, if every respect, this old man, it is put off in all ways. 那么消极来讲是气绝脱掉 from a passive point of view, it is to remove. 那么积极来讲要穿上 but from active point of view, it is put on. 这个穿上呢，它是有在新约里面讲了这个字，这个动词用了28次。And so to put on is used 38 times.像罗马书就说戴上光明的兵器，这个也是这个字。And so Romans 13:22, Romans chapter 13 verse 22 speaks to us, 13:12 talks about 戴上光明的兵器。Put on the armor of light. 那么等一下我们到了我们第最后一堂的时候讲了罗马腓立比书的以弗所书第六章的时候，我们也很熟悉的穿上全副的军装，有没有？ And Ephesians 4:4. 那么刚刚我们读以哥罗西书的时候也是讲到穿上新人。And so Colossians is born a new man. 所以这个词圣经出现很多次，也是有不同的翻译的方法。And so this verb occurred many times has in different sites.但是不管怎么样 regardless 是一个主动的动词， it is an active verb， 对，不是一个被动的， it's not a passive one， 也就是说你我有责任的， it is you and I have responsibility， 我们自己在每天的生活里面，我们要学习主动的放下东西，主动的穿上跟神配合。Then our everyday life, we are to actively put off the old and to put on the new. 这个是每一个人必须知道。我今天整个基督徒是一个 very passive, 很被动的基督徒。Very Christians today are passive. 我们在那里就是说，我是等圣灵的引导。Oh, there we are waiting for the leading of the Holy Spirit. 很属灵。Oh, very spiritual. 我们一点都不负责任。其实我说到底。We are indeed actually not responsible. 我们在那里用这些属灵的借口，我们没有负责我们该做的事。We use this spiritual lingo, but actually irresponsible. 这个要被建造成为基督的身体，要长大成人，你有一个基本的责任。To grow up, to be mature, you have a responsibility. 你必须每天有一个操练。Every day you must be trained. 否则的话，我们想要长大，那是天方夜谭。Otherwise, it's impossible. Just work on me to be mature. 就像一个小孩，他要长大，他如果不吃饭，你怎么长啊？ If a young kid does not eat, how can he grow? 他不运动，不走路，他怎么长啊？ If he does not exercise, does not walk, how can he grow? 所以这是根本不可能的事情。Impossible thing. 可是今天很多基督徒又不吃又不喝又不运动，他想他的属灵的生命就会长大。Today, there are many Christians who refuse to exercise, refuse to walk. How can they grow spiritually?这是不可能的，这个不要骗自己，这个不是一个道理。We should not deceive ourselves, it is not doctrinal. 好，那么现在我们来看看，这里保罗讲到这个敬旧人这个新人的时候。And so when Paul in this chapter talks about old man and new man, 我建议你们晚上可以拿一张纸，左边你写旧人的特点，右边你写新人的特点。I suggest that tonight you have two sheets of paper. On the left, you said the characteristics of the old man. On the right, the characteristics of the new man. 你看看，在第四章以弗所书里头，跟刚刚我们读的第三章哥罗西书里头，凡是讲到新人的特点，写在你的右边；凡是讲到旧人的特点，写在你的左边。You use both the passage in Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3 and list down the characteristics of the old and the new man.你就可以看得出来，整个的旧人他这一些特色 ，and list least of you, all men, 都维系在一个问题上 all centered on one problem， 就是这里所说的第十七节
and that's verse 17
四章十七节
chapter 4 Ephesians verse 17。
你看保罗会讲这就是 repeat 他自己他的话、哦、我且在主里确实的说两次说就表示是下面这个东西很重要
and so here Paul keeps this I say therefore as if he's beating himself
你们行事不要再像外邦人下面说有个特点是什么
and so he said that you should not walk any longer as a Gentiles with a courtesy of the Gentiles
纯虚妄的形式
that they walk in the futility of their minds。
那么有的英文把 futility 翻译成 vanity，
in English it could also be vanity of the mind。
所以这就是叫做虚荣心
，and that's vanity。
那么十八节以后他说心地昏暗，与神所赐生命隔绝了，心是无知，心良心丧尽等等等等。你不管怎么讲。他这些特点都跟这一个心有关系。
And so in verse 18 he says they are darkened in understanding, excluded from the light of God, thus the ignorance that is in them because of the hardness of their heart. It's all to do with the heart.
What's the heart? Mind.
It's got to do with the mind.
现在的重点是 mind.
So here the emphasis is the mind.
虚妄的心，这个中文的翻译，你去看英文的时候，它是讲 vanity mind，
so it's about the vanity of the mind。
所以救人跟心，它的整个的关键核心是 mind。
And so the issue at hand about the old and the new is to do the mind。
搞政治的人就懂这一套。
You do it, you do politics。
我不知道贵国如何
I don't know about the situation here、
我知道在我长大的台湾也好我这些年常去的中国大陆也好所有的政治家都知道一件事很重要
All politicians in Taiwan or in China they all know this
从小长大在台湾一定要学一门课
But I grew up in Taipei I had to learn a class
叫做孙中山思想
And that is the teaching of Dr. Sun, Sun Jung-san. Dr. Sun.
你知道我这个人吗？
我知道，我知道，去过那边。
他有一本很著名的著作叫《三民主义》。
And he has an important work.
我们从小就要学
经 ，called the 三民主义啊。From young, you have to learn this.
因为在大陆是他们有毛泽东思想。
And so in China, they have the doctrines of Mao Zedong.
所以。台海两岸的中国人通通要从小要学这些伟大政治思想的思想
So in Taiwan and China we have to learn these outstanding men their thinking
为什么
Why
这里有没有什么思想要学的
李光耀的思想What is the where is why we have to learn this?
因为政治家知道一件事
Because politicians know this.
一个青年人
a young man,
怎么样他能够为国家卖命，为这个主义卖命
？How why is it a young man can sacrifice his life for the nation?
就是你要得到他的思想
You must obtain his mind.
你怎么想
？How he thinks?
怎么做
？Will be one how one does.
这个你们懂不懂啊？
You know this?
啊，如果你天天想钞票
，If you ever think about money,
那你自然而然这一辈子就怎么样
？Then you will be living your life as such.
努力赚钱。
You will be hard earning money,
对不对？如果你想要交女朋友
，If you want to get a girlfriend,
你就天天去研究这女人的心理学。
Then you will study human psychology.
我的意思是说，你怎么想？
How do you think?
你就会怎么样去做
Then you will respond and do accordingly.
思想引导你的行为
Mind will affect your actions.
好
今天这个世界
Today this world, 撒旦要得着年轻人的思想
Satan wants to obtain young people's mind.
所以他就把我们洗脑这个所谓得思想就是洗脑
And so you will begin to break us.
我们把我们的小孩从小就送到 幼稚园、小学、中学、大学一路上来都在洗脑。And so send your children from kindergarten to primary school, secondary school, all to brainwash.
出钱去洗，
啊，
洗不够还出钱？
你要去 pay for brainwashing.
然后你就把它变成这个世界的有用的人才。
Then you will become useful people of this world.
对不对
？Right，
所以这所谓的教育就是这个意思。
So this is about education。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
对吧 ？Sisters，
这个东西是非常重要的。
This is very important，
因为你的思想就决定了你是什么人。
Because the way you think will determine the kind of person you will be。
好，
我们没有
时候
，When we are not saved，
我们整个的思想
，of，
是被这个世界洗。
If the it is brainwashed by this world,
一切是一个中心，一个中心。
There is one central thing.
什么中心呢
？What's this thing?
我。
It's me.
所以中国话说得很露骨啊。
And so the Chinese says,
人无自私，天诛地灭。
If the man is not selfish,
啊。你就不是人了
then you will not be a person.
所以这个世界上所有的人都是以自己为中心。
And everyone is self-centered.
圣经说的没有错。
And so the Bible did not say what?
我们如羊子尼个人偏行己路。
We are all like sheep have gone astray.
走自己。
Everyone walking his own way,
对不对？这是世界从最的大人物一直到最小的小老百姓，基本上都在这一个意识形态里面长大的。
So from the greatest to the least in this world is according to this ideology.
所以我跟一位姐妹吃饭，坐在她旁边，今天昨天我都想起来了。
And yesterday I said to say sister,
昨天她的旁边坐一个很可爱的女儿。
And beside her is a very lovely dog.
那位姐妹说她有一个特点。
Sister said, this is she has something unique.
她吃的东西只吃一口，如果好，她自己把它吃掉。
If it is unique, it's one mouth, but if it's good, she will eat it all by herself.
一口吃了不好，马上就给妈妈，妈妈去吃。
If after one mouth is not good, mother has eaten everything.
我保证妈妈没有教过她这一招。
I'm sure mother did not teach her this.
她怎么会的
？How did she know this？
因为这是亚当的血液。
Because this is the gene of Adam.
我们总不要教就会这一招，叫做自私自利。
No one would teach us, but we are naturally selfish.
所以这个是救人的特征。
And so this is a specialty uniqueness of your man.
去看所有这个，你把这两个 list 把它放在一起。
You put the list of all the new men.
你就能够看出来，救人整个他的问题就是意识，在他的思想。圣经叫他
empty mind,
虚荣的思想，
虚荣的
思想。
And so the whole central problem of the old man is the futility, vanity of the mind.
什么叫虚空的思想呢
？What's the vanity of the mind？
因为圣经耶稣说，想要救自己的，
反而要救自己性命的，
就释放自己。
Jesus once said, "Those who wish to save their lives will lose it."
所以你救自己救一辈子，一切为自己，最后零是个大零。
So if your whole life you want to save yourself, at the end it will be zero, nothing.
但是如果你为着福音为着主释放人生命
But if you were to give up your soul life for the gospel
你就得着
Then you will gain your life
所以说这个地方你看到如果你把这个己丢掉
If you throw away yourself
那你就会得着你的真正的己
Then you will indeed gain your real self
Your real life 听起来是矛盾的
It's quite paradoxical
但是真理
It is indeed true.
因为这一个里面
，because in the new man，
这一个新的思想
，this new mind
是完全不一样，相反的。
It is the complete opposite.
不是以自己为中心，而是以什么为中心呢
？Christ becomes the center, not self.
我还没讲呢。 是以主为中心，我说的没错，真的。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个思想是我们天然人不懂的。
This thinking is the natural man cannot understand。
你怎么能够以基督中心、以神为中心？这件事情我们根本就不懂。
How can we have Christ as the center? We cannot understand。
所以神今天要在我们身上做工，去做这个工。
And so God wants to work this in our lives today。
要叫我们从不信到信。听起来是蛮困难的，传福音要为他祷告搞了半天，但是相对来讲这还是简单的事。
Actually, converting a person is difficult, but actually that's a simple part.
在相对的意义上来讲
in comparison,
但是你要叫一个得救以后重生的基督徒能够开始走上这一条从不自私变成死以基督为中心，我告诉你，不是一年两年可以办得到的。
But this lessons of trying of not of being and being Christ centered is not to be learned in one or two years，
是一生之久的神的工作。
It is a whole life of God， 真是花尽不知道多少的忍耐、多少的智慧、多少的安排，才能够让我们逐步。
慢慢醒悟过来。
God, it requires of God so much wisdom and patience and working in us in order to accomplish this.
所以，刚刚我讲这个 put on, put off, 这个穿上跟脱下这个动词
，and so this verb about putting on and putting off.
如果你去看它的
tense,
if you look at the tenses,
tense 懂不懂
？Tenses, sorry.我昨天吃饭 ，I ate yesterday.
I ate. Ate is a tense, right?
Past tense, right?
Yeah.
我今天早上那个文法不太行。我正在 ，I am eating.
I am.
对不对？这个时态，这个动词的时态要表示这个动作到底是以过去的、现在的、未来的、正在进行的。
So tenses have got a past, present, future.Connotation，
这是我们中文很难搞的东西。我中文吃就是吃嘛，昨天才是吃，今天还是吃啊。
Chinese have this kind of tense is the same as today，
所以我们的中文是好的语言，是很糟糕的科学语言，不准确的。
We have an imprecise language， but we have a good language for poems。
Poetry， 所以中国的文学读起来很美。
So Chinese literacy is really work good.
但中国的科学的书读起来真是天书很难懂，还是看英文快一点。
But the works of science in Chinese is hard to describe.
因为我们在这个语言的结构上有它的缺点，也是优点，随便你看你怎么讲。
Because the language has its cons.
好，那么现在我要讲这个穿上跟脱下在时态上是什么时态？
So now we talk about the put on and put off in respect to tenses.
它是 having put on, having f
having 是 h a v i n g. So the tense is having put on.
那么脱下呢？
And what about removing? What about putting off?
Having removed.Put off,
having put off.
都是你如果去看 Darby 的翻译，你就看出来了。
You see in Darby's translation
啊。那么请问，考一考啊，这是什么时态
？What tense is this having?
啊？正在进行，也正在完成，对不对？它又进行又完成。
It is a tense of continuous.Accomplishing，
所以这个表达什么？
什么叫 this show？
关于神要在我们身上做成，叫我们把旧人脱掉，把新人穿上，在时态上来讲，是一个什么样的一个 action？
So with respect to tenses about having put on and having put on， what kind of action is this？
是过去的吗？
Is it？
Is it past?
是未来的吗？
Is it in the future?
死了以后能发生的吗？
Is it after you die and it happens? 不是。
No.
Past 是什么？ Now, 现在正在进行。
It's a now continuous action.
而且正在完成。
It's a now continuous accomplishment.
对不宝贵。
Isn't it precious?
这一件事从你信主开始那一天
So from the day you believe in the Lord,
圣灵就安排万事。
The Holy Spirit arranges all things.
就开始来教我们这个功课。
And begins to teach us this lesson.
他的中心的环境，他了解的那个对象，就是阁下跟我们每一个人大家的什么思想
？And so the first issue centers about changing our mind.
对 ，changing mind
就是想看。
这个是一直不断的更新。
And so this mind has to be continuously renewed.
所以你看二十三节
，So verse 23，
他说，又要将你们的心。改换一新二十三节
，and then you be renewed in the spirit of your mind。
那我就去查一查这个“心智改换一新”到底是什么意思？我看英文看不懂。
What does this renew in the spirit of your mind mean？
You know, in the spirit of your mind，
in the spirit of your mind，
我不懂
，I don't understand。
但是我去查到底它的新是怎么写的
，when I check the Greek。
我就发现这里其实就是两个字
I realized only two words in the Greek
心智心是 spirit 智是 mind
Only two words spirit mind
所以这里保罗基本上就是说我们要改两件事情要改换一心
So Paul means that two things that needs to be renewed
一个就是灵
One, the spirit,
就是第一个字，心。对，心。
Spirit.
对。第二个是智，智就是 mind.
And the other mind, so renew these two things.
懂了没有
？Understand?
心智改换一心，严格的、清楚的了解来懂它的话，就是要一个基督徒，第一，你的灵要更新；你第二，你的魂里面的。思想要更新
So in the spirit of your mind The first to be renewed is The second is Your mind Your soul mind must be renewed
对所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹这个 Bible says 这个新人跟旧人之间的 transition 这个改变
So transition between the old and the new man
是我们的第一灵要改变第二你的思想要改变。
And so number one, your spirit must be changed. Second, your mind must be changed.
如果你的灵没有改变，你的心思也不可能，你的思想可能改变。
If your spirit is changed, your mind will also not be changed.
那么，我们没有信主以前
，before we were saved，
也就是那个旧人
，and that's our name，
那个旧人灵是死的。
那么 ，for the old man, the spirit is dead, isn't it?
那么，我们虽然原来是神造人的时候是灵魂体
，in the original creation, when God created man is spirit, soul and body,
但是人犯罪
，when man sinned,
我们的灵就死掉了
，a spirit died.
亚当夏娃一犯罪，他的灵死掉了，
而这个灵 ，the spirit died.
那么圣经里面有一句话说，人的灵是用来
，the body of man is the lamb。
那我看到这里所有灯泡基本上都亮出了那一个
，the lights are lighted up except that one，
对不对？那么为什么有的亮有的不亮呢
？Why is there some lighted and some not？
因为有的灯是好的嘛，有的灯是坏的嘛。
Because there are some lamp。
那为什么这个圣经说人的灵是耶和华的灯呢
？Why is the Bible that says that man is Jehovah's lamp？
因为人当把灵人里面的时候，神的生命跟人通的时候，这个人是亮的，是灯。
When God's spirit and man's spirit is united, it's lighted up。
但是什么时候这个东西断了
？But when this Stop，
这个灯就不亮。
Then the light no longer lights，
所以人就不发光了。
And so man is not like that.
所以人才发现自己是什么？
是身肉体。
And then man begins to realize he's naked.
以前也不用穿衣服，为什么不会觉得不会觉得裸体呢？
In the past, when naked and they didn't feel uncomfortable, why?
人是有荣耀的。
Because man had glory.
人是发光的。
Because man had light coming out.
但是当我们一犯罪，这个灵子，我们的光就没有了。
But when we sin, this light,
the spirit disappeared. 所以我们就不发光了。
So we are no longer.所以我们信主以后，神在我们上所做的工作叫做重生。And so we are born again after we believe in the Lord.
从灵生的就是灵。
Born of the Spirit.
我们从圣灵生的。
Then born of the Spirit.
所以神把一个新的灵赐给我们了。
And then God gives us a new spirit.
所以这个就是一个得救的开始。
And this beginning of being saved.
好。那么然后神就开始在下一步就是要进到我们的魂。
The next step is to enter our soul.
那这个魂就从我们的心思开始。
The soul begins with our mind.
因为这个人当我们信主以后，我们的心
得救的。Because when we are soul is still the old.
我们得救以后，我们这个人还是个自私自利的人，对不对？
我们如果没有小心的赋予自己，我们还觉得自己蛮爱主的，其实爱主也是为自己。Initially we thought that we love the Lord but all loving the Lord for our own sakes.
你要追求属灵，属灵还是为自己，所以搞得好像还是为自己。
你看你有觉得 benefit yourself, do yourself.
所以一个自私的人如果属灵起来，那很糟糕了。
When a selfish person becomes spiritual, it's terrible.
那就是叫做法利赛人。
And that's the Pharisee,
对不对？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神真的要在我们上做工，他最难的部分是这个魂的部分。
The most difficult part for God to work on is the soul.
灵得救，就在你信主的那一刻就开始了。
For the spirit to be saved is instant at the time you are saved.
但是魂要得救，你的心思要改变，那可难了。
But for the soul to be saved,You have to be renewed in your mind, and that's difficult.
所以这个东西就是我们每一步要去注意的，要去与神配合的。
And so we have to cooperate with God with this respect.
好，那么我要考一考大家，哪一些圣经讲到 renew your mind?
So I want to test you all. This verse talks about renewing your mind.
在保罗的书信里，这本圣经就针对基督徒，怎么样你能够 renew 你的 mind?
This verse in the Bible imposes that they stop renewing the mind.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节，
对不对？
我们读完节，对不对？那两节圣经是整个这一个心更新有变化的钥匙。
And that there contains the key for renewing the mind.
这里讲到。亲爱的弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。这是第一节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Slow down.
Slow down.
第一节我们下午也说过了，就是叫我们过一个活祭的生活。
Yesterday we talked about a living sacrifice.
第二节说什么？
What does verse 2 say?
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
所以为什么效法世界？为什么大家喜欢这个世界有 fashion?
What is it that we like fashion of this world?
因为我们喜欢嘛。
Because we like fashion,
fashionable. 你穿的那个衣服明明就是一件衣服，可是你要 fashion 一下才表示自己与众不同嘛。
You want to keep the fashion to uplift your dignity, both
of
your status,
right? 这个叫做 vanity mind.
That's vanity mind.
你知道什么叫做化妆品吗？
Do you know what is cosmetics?
Right.
Cosmetics?
Cosmetics 这个字很妙的。
Cosmetics is an interesting word.
有一次我去上这个 business school 的课。
Once I
Because
他要怎么样 define your business?
How to define your business?
然后那个怎么样 define 叫做 cosmetic 的 business 呢？
How to define a cosmetics business?
有没有人 define 过？
Cosmetic 的 business define 的话就是，a business give people hope.
有生意啊？
给人希望，
可以。
那个化妆品，不管口红也好，什么这个油漆粉刷的这些材料
，whether lipsticks or other things，
都是很便宜的
，all very cheap。
对，但是你千万不能 on sale 买很便宜
，but on sale you shouldn't buy the，
对，你不能把这个化妆品 on sale 卖得很便宜，虽然本钱是很低。
Although the cost of production is cheap, it's not so cheap.
你一定要把它抬价抬得很高。
You have to jump up the price,
say, 然后这个脸涂上去美极了。
Tell the women, if you put on this cosmetics, it will be beautiful.
Right. 其实是一个 hope of beautiful.
不是，不是真正的 beautiful.
It is to be a hopeful to be beautiful.
这个卖到男人身上就不同，你男人不容易骗，女人就很好骗。
It doesn't work on the men because we are not easy to see.
男人要用另外一个方法来骗。
Men must use a different way.
那什么呢？
告诉他你是 vice president.
Tell the men that you're vice
president. 你是 CEO.
Your CEO.
然后就飘飘来了。
Then you'll be
fine.
这个男人就飘起来了。
Then the man will be
fine. 女人有女人骗他的方法，男人有男人。
啊，这就是撒旦的手法。
And so Satan uses all these ways to deceive the men and the women.
说到底就是 vanity.
Fundamentally, it's about vanity mind.
说来说去说到底就让你觉得感觉很好。
Make you feel good.
两件事不同的。
We are different.
都是你自己这个己把它抬起来。
To uplift yourself.
这是整个人类的故事。
This is all the whole story of man.
那现在大家说不要效法这个世界。
And so Paul says, do not be conformed to this world.
如果你效法这个世界，你就跟这个生活方式是一样的。你虽然得救，你的行为、你的生活还是
If you conform to this world, all your actions and behaviors are not before the people of this world. It's going to be
必须心意更新而变化，就是这个词了。
That you be
renewing
of your mind，
对，那么才能够查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
But you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and perfect。
如果这个心思没有 renew，
if this is not renewed，
是这个世界这一套的思维的方式
，that all kinds of things of this world，
那神的旨意读起来就是怪里怪气。简直是不可思议。
Then the things that you are to regard in this of God's methods will be all
what about？ 所以我们去读圣经，如果心思没有改变，我们读的圣经就是神话故事，孤道无畏，昏昏欲睡，不是吗
？If your mind is not renewed when you read the Bible, you will not understand it. You think it's fables and you'll be all
what about？ 所以晚上失眠的人读圣经读的一定睡不着的。
What if you are in so？
你的 Bible 是
因为太 boring 了，这些圣经，
可是因为你的思没有更新
，because your mind is not being renewed，
都是老旧的那一套
，it's all the old type，
对不对？所以我们的难题就在这里，不在别人身上。我们常常说啊，他不行，他不行，其实是你不行啊。
Actually, the difficulty is not about other people having problems, it's about you。
所以今天神要做的事情在这个地方，要让我们真正服服气气的说我不行。
The Lord wants to work in us until we really convince in our lives that we are unable.
然后可是我们这些经文真的很狡猾。
But we are very cunning.
我可怜人家来找我们服侍，我们就说我不行，我不行。其实心里面是说还是不错的。
And people look to us.We always say in our mouths, no, I cannot, not me, but actually we feel that we can.
很容易戳穿这个把戏。
So if we see through this 如果有一个弟兄说你的弹琴真的弹得很烂，
你什么学校分享都有才华，
你一定跟他翻脸。
You sure black face， 对不对？
你自己可以说自己弹得不好，你千万不能听得起人家说你弹得不好。
You can say yourself that you are not good, but the other say it is different。
所以你就知道，连我那个谦卑，我说自己不行，都是虚假的。
Even our humility is all hypocrisy。
对，
除非神真正在我们身上把我打倒到地上，我们真正看见。
哎呀，主啊，我实在是连提都不敢提，一塌糊涂。
Until God works in our lives until we see that we are indeed nothing and unable。
所以，怎么会一个人能够真正愿意把自己的老我把它脱掉，把新我穿上，而是这么爱自己的人？那么，哎呀，我实在只有一点小毛病了，其他都是不错的了。
How are we going to put off the old man if we really do in our hearts that we are not bad?
Not too bad.
Not too bad, right?
比上不足，比下有余。
That the ones below us are maybe not adequate for the ones above.
我们对自己实在是很欣赏。
We are ourselves.
但是神要叫我们能够真正能够改变，脱下旧人，穿上新人，我们必须彻底的认识，这个衣服实在烂到家了，遮都遮不住身体。
If we want to put off the old man, we must come to a point where we truly recognize and know that this old clothes is so terrible.
那么，对吧，弟兄，怎么办呢？神要怎么样做呢？
所以话，
这个哥，神要在我们上做大手术。
God wants to do a major surgery.
那么我们要跟他配合。
We must cooperate.
那么这个罗马书十二章的第一节跟第二节，一个是因，一个是果。
Cause and effect.
So Romans chapter 1 and 2 is about cause and effect. 心思更新而变化，这是果，结果。
Meaning of the mind is effect.
那它的原因是什么？什么会造成这件事发生？
What's the cause that makes it effect?
就是第一节。
And that's verse 1.
你过一个活祭的生活。
You live a life of living sacrifice.
你愿意把自己没有保留的放在主的手中，让主来做工。
You undeservedly put your hands in life in God's hands.
不过，一个活祭就是把自己完全放在主的手里，那主就把我们的皮扒掉了。
A living sacrifice, you put yourself into God's hands for the skin to be removed.
因为像我说过，那个图画是什么图？是燔祭的图。
And that is the picture of the burnt offering.
燔祭神像。第一个是把皮扒了。
For burnt offering, the first thing you do is to remove the skin of the animal.
什么意思啊？扒皮啊。
What is to remove the skin?
我们每一个人都要的什么？一层皮嘛，面子问题嘛。
All of us are saying, isn't it?
现在神就要把我们这个面子扒掉。
So God wants to face.
然后还不算呢，还没完呢。
Not only so,
切成筷子。
And then cut many pieces.
里面东西要去试试，用水洗洗洗洗干净。
And to wash the inner parts.
然后把它摆在一起。
And then put them together.
意思就是说，我们这个人整个里面通通要曝光的。
And that is to be totally exposed all inside.
里面没有任何一样东西是隐藏的。
那
inside 我们完全被神曝光，我们里面的隐情，以为没有人知道。神说：“我让你看看。”
你说怎么说？All inside, but God exposes everything for us to see.
这样我们才能够知道我到底真的是什么人。
Then I truly will know who I really am.
到这一步真是难的。
This is a difficult
task. 神要下很厉害的手。
God will pull the banner.
也当我们在那里每天这样奉献的时候
，If we every day sacrifice like that,
就开始看见神就开始做工了。
When you see God begins to work,
这个工怎么做呢
？How does God work?
怎么样为自己的人？会甘心情愿舍弃自己呢
？How does one who loves himself be willing to sacrifice himself or herself？
造就摩西
，according to Moses，
不是埃及的皇宫，不是那些特权，不是那些学问
，not the education or the position of Egypt
palace。神真正造就摩西，是必须让他在旷野
God's failing of Moses in remoteness, so called the remain. It is the remote in the wilderness.
No.
想想一个大有才华的人，说话行事都有才能，全身本领的人，偏偏看一个笨羊，他是什么感觉
？Think of a mighty ability person like Moses, every day seeing the sheep, what does he see? How does he feel?
不是一年
，Not 1 year.
不是五年
，Not 5 years.
不是十年
，Not 10 years.
是40年
，40 years.
天天看这些土羊
，Every day looking at these sheep，
神用这样残忍的方法来造就这一个神要用的摩西。
God uses such a seemingly cruel method to train up Moses。
雅各，这个造就摩西的不是他的母亲利百加的宠爱，那个爱心造就不了雅各。
The love of the mother is cannot train up Jacob. Isn't it?
神要造就雅各是怎么造就他的
？How did God train Jacob?
是帮他找一个跟他一模一样的对手。
It is to find someone that can deal with Jacob, someone like him.
雅各要认识自己，神把他在他旁边放一个叫做拉班。
God put a Laban.With Jacob,
这个舅舅是他的镜子。
This is his mirror.
而且这个宝贝在他旁边，不是一年，不是两年，是多少年？20年哦。
It's not 1 or 2 years. It's 20 years with the man.
他在那里是互相，两个都是犹太人的最好的这个 accountant.
They are the best Jewish accountants, both of them.
他会算出来。我在你家整整20年，
这个家庭里
为你两个女儿花掉了14年的青春。
I lost 14 years of my youth for your two daughters.
为了你那个养女，我花了6年。
For her sheep, 6 years.
怎样的养女，我生病了，野兽拿去了，我还赔你。
Even when the sheep was captured by wild animals, I had to repay it.
最让我生气的是你。每次我工资10次，而且都不是涨薪，都是降薪。
Change my wages 10 times is not increase but decrease the wages.
你看看这个两个人真是旗鼓相当。
These two people are similar.
如果我们碰到这样的弟兄或者亲戚或者老婆或者老公
，If you meet this kind of friend, husband or wife.
我们不是在神面前天天埋怨吗
？Wouldn't we complain every day before the Lord？
神啊，我跟你祷告是求你给我一个好同工、好同伴、好妻子、好丈夫，怎么来了这么一个家伙
？God, please be so happy that a good husband or wife like this kind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你懂神的心
，If you know God's heart，
你要为拉班感谢主。
You must thank the Lord for Laban.
没有拉班，就不会有后来的雅各。
Without Laban, there will not be the late Jacob.
Samuel 是怎么造就出来的
？How was Samuel trained?
不是，哈拿这个母亲就可以造就出一个 Samuel.
It's not just through Hannah that there is a Samuel.
这个幼年的孩童要侍奉，开始学习侍奉神，神就把他送在一个。最糟糕的大祭司，他的名字叫以利。
God put Samuel in the worst high priest called Eli.
对不对？对不对？我在想，如果要造就一个好的神的工人，应该给他送到一个好的、最帅、最棒的老师手下才对呢。
If you think you want to train up a good servant, you send to the most outstanding man of God.
对不对？
对不对？
结果神给他预备的是老以利哦。
God prepared for him all Eli.
这提起来都没什么面子。
No face even mentioning it.
但是老以利就造就一个撒母耳出来。
But old Eli trained up Samuel. You know, 大卫有什么都造就。而且 David 的 train， 这个年轻人是也是一个聪明有才华的人。
He is a smart, intelligent, capable young man。
但是他不是撒母耳把他训练出来的。
而是
全天谁把他训练出来的
？Who trained him？
那个要命的扫罗。
The one who wanted his life, Saul，
对不对？所以现在人怎么样？
对吧？是 sisters，
圣灵知道万事，叫万事互相效力。
The Holy Spirit knows that all things work together for good，
叫爱神的人得益处。
That those who love him will be for good。
那我们怎么样能够从这些我们看起来是可怕的环境里面得益处呢
？Isn't it that these terrible negative times that we gain out of it？
到底得什么益处呢
？What do we benefit from it？
你会发现，我刚刚讲的，不管是大卫也好，这个雅各也好，摩西也好，经过什么这样的事故，
怎么让 Samuel、David、Jacob God used them in such a way？
他们最后的任务不是这些人或是坏人，不是，这不是他们的结论。
The conclusion is that it's not that they know that all these people are no good。
这个长老不好，那个牧师不好，这个丈夫不好，那个妻子不好，这不是他们的结论。
The conclusion is not that this wife is no good, is no good, this elder is no good.
是他们学到什么？
What did they learn?
大卫的结论是什么？
What's David's conclusion?
我只不过是一个跳蚤，是一个死狗。
I'm only a dead dog, a flea.
对不对？摩西是什么？
That was Moses' conclusion.
我所有一个人一生是七十岁，强壮的可以活八十岁，但是其中所轻夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
So Moses' conclusion is that a man's life is about 70, it is stronger 80.
所轻夸的 something you can boast.
Something you can boast?
好像一声叹息。
It's sighing.
没有神的话，我所有浑身的本事也不过就好像早上发芽，晚上就枯干了。
And man's life is like the grass of the field. In the morning, it goes out, the evening, it withers away.
所以说到底，神在那里教我们学什么
？And so what is God trying to teach us?
我不过是 nothing.
That I am nothing.
要来到这个结论，不是一而已，是要经过很长很长的路，慢慢学会。
It's a long learning journey that we come to this conclusion。
我自己学的功课是经过两种人物。
My own personal lessons I come to two kinds of people。
第一种是教会的弟兄。
One kind is versus the church。
跟弟兄姊妹一起配搭，你就会学到。你想都没想
的事情。As you call it, but you find the things you can't imagine.
还有一种，这叫做凯恩，就是你亲爱的妻子。
It's your wonderful wife.
哎呀，他能够讲的话是一针见血，叫你还昏倒。
The words that she says is, I saw you, and you have nothing else to say. And you say.
你会气得咬牙切齿
，You'll be so angry,
and angry at him, 对吧？但是，你如果愿意在神面前服下来的话
，But if you're willing to submit to God,
你就要在那里好好的感谢神，对吧？你太奇妙了
，Then you will.
Say God, you are amazing. 怎么把那么奇妙的弟兄姐妹，那么奇妙的老婆放在我身边
？Why you put such amazing wife, sisters, an amazing wife, me?
这都是叫做量身定做给我的。
Okay, let me.
对。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的一生中间，神要把我们。带到一个地步，就是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
God wants to bring us to a point where we put off the old man and put on the new man.
它不是自动发生的。
It doesn't happen naturally.
第一，你要把自己奉献。
First, you have to sacrifice.
也就是说，你肯把自己没有保留放在神的手里。
That you are first willing without reservation to be offered up to God.
然后神就下手了。
Then God will start his surgery.
神的手下来的时候，他是你想都没有想过，有的人是，不怕老婆，怕女儿。
I don't know if more things will happen. Some of us don't fear our wife, but fear the daughter.
有的是怕儿子。
Some fear the
son. 有的人什么也不怕，
他怕 fearless.
只爱自己的老命。
They are only love their own life.
那神就在你身体上对付你。
And then God will begin to deal in your life.
反正每一个人都有一个地方是神可以下手的。
Everyone has one thing that God can surely work on.
只要你肯把自己放在主手里
，As long as you're willing to put yourself in God's hands，
这样日积月累，一天一天，一年一年这样过来
，That day after day this will happen，
一年过一年
，Year after year this will happen。
摩西学几年
？How many years did Moses learn？
啊，四十年对不对
？40 years 是吗？
那亚伯拉罕学几年？
How many years did Abraham have to learn?
大约20年。
About 20 years.
彼得弟兄学几年？
Brother Peter, how long?
神对付彼得也是用了三年，对不对？
At least 3 years, isn't it?
彼得本来是绝对自信的一个爱主的门徒。
Peter was self-confident, somebody loved the Lord.
他什么时候开始不相信自己了？
When did he begin to be not believing himself?
就是主让他三次发誓咒诅不认主。
And that is when he three times using cursing denied the Lord.
对不对？那一天他看见，哦，我原来是这副德行的人。
That day he suddenly realized that he is such.
所以你看，神在每一件上做事的年一样的，有个40，有个20，有个3，这是最快的，我看到的。
So God uses different lengths of time to train us, some 40, some 20, some 3.
那么我就要问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you a question.
为什么个人造化有这么大的差别？
Why is it so different for different people?
这三个人，
these three big persons,
Moses,
Abraham,
Peter, 都是圣经了不起的人物。但是我这三人哪一个最聪明？
All great men of God, I ask you, who is most intelligent?
啊，最有才华。
Which most capable?
啊。摩西，
Moses，
因为圣经里面说得很清楚，他是说话行事都有才能，而且学尽了埃及一切的学问。
Bible records that Moses learned all of Egypt and he was very capable and eloquent.
哈佛毕业的，对不对？
啊，
哈佛毕业。所以这样的人，神要磨他的话
，So God wants to mold this person，
可不简单了。
Not easy。
要让这样有才华的人看见自己不行，那是很难很难的。
For such a capable man to see that he is nothing is very difficult.
所以40年搞下来。
So 40 years.
这三个人里面哪一个最没有才华？
对吧？好了，你
最没有可夸的。
Nothing is best about who's the one.
是哪一个？
不，
你为什么这么懂他呢？
我说你哪里说呀？
因为他有渔夫嘛，对不对
？He's a fisherman.
他全部的财产就是。两张破网，一条破船，然后就撇下一切跟随你。
All his inheritance is one boat and two nets.
即使这个人还立定，即使这个无产阶级的彼得
，and so this worthless，
他还是很有骨气的一个人
，he was very
很有热血的一个人
，he has yes and self confidence。
他凭着自己想要好好爱主，可是主还得对付他。
All of himself he wanted to love the Lord, but also to deal with them。
但是这里呢，比较容易。
But this is his name,
it's easier. 三年搞定了。
Three years 搞定。
所以，你本事大也好，你本事小也好，没办法。
So whether you're very capable or not capable, God has a way.
差别只是几年。
The only difference is number of years.
你本事大的人年数长。
The more capable you are, the longer it takes to mold you.
你本事小。很容易就毕业了。
你这手可以不要有个就行了。
我唱了唱了。所以现在有种
们爱就是说，这个解救人是神今天正在现阶段在每一个人身上做的工作。
And so this old man, new man, God's working in us.
到底神能不能够实现？
So whether the church can fulfill this,
不是组织的问题。
It's not a matter of
组织 organization.
The organization
is building 的问题。
It's not about building.
也不是你我什么有没有本事的人的
事。It's not about the year we are capable.
而且事实上本事越大，这个教会越难建成。
The more capable the people are in the church, more difficult to build the church.
因为马尔基顿说过一句话很有道理。
Because
知识越多越反动。
Because Marston once said, the more intellectual, the more rebellion.
每一个人知道的真多，大家都是了不起的大军长，都有本事，都有一套。那谁也不清楚。
Everybody is capable. Everybody is a general. Nobody thinks nobody thinks for anyone.
对不对？今天教会的难题常常就是因为大家的属灵知识太多了，你也不听我，我也不听你。
The point is just is that everyone's spiritual knowledge is so high, so he wants to do something.
我们都知道理论，但是没有人真正去实行的。
Everyone wants to do
this.
所以教会不是外面来解决的。So church is not something to be solved from the outside.
真正的身体是在里面，在身。因为里头圣灵要在我们上动手的。
So the actual work is in the work of our individual lives that God works in us.
是一个真实的生活，在我们每天实际的生活中，圣灵组织这个新人在我们里面。
And see, the practical of working is the Holy Spirit works in our individual lives.
所以一个教会的是不是能够让主得满意，不是人数多少，是这里面有多少是新人的成分多，而旧人的成分少。
So the measure of the body is dependent on how much the Holy Spirit works in us, the amount of the new man.
是以新人的成分做衡量，而不是以这个教会的人数做衡量的。
It is the measure of the degree of the new man formed in us and not the numbers in the church.
今我们讲那个 church, mega church.
Today we talk about mega churches.
我们是以人多与钱多作为衡量的标准。
We use the criteria of numbers of and money.
这是外行人看的。
These are from the outside. From the way men see it.
这不是行家，这是 connoisseur，
不是行家，这是外行人。
真正的行家，你要知道，神看是看那个新人的分量。
Those who truly know how to measure are those that see the measure of the new man.
那么在刚刚我们读的这一个这段
The word that we just
这个新
This new man
他说这个新人自洁穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And put on the new man whichin the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
那么这个前面告诉我们很清楚，是照着一个神的形象造的。
So this new son is created in the likeness of God.
所以新人不是我们这个人是一个新人，新人乃是说的是神的形象。
So this new man is not about us in reference, but the likeness of God.
乃是那什么谁是形象呢？
So who is unto the likeness of God?
那我们知道这个哥罗西书第一章说爱子是那看不见神的像。
And so Colossians chapter 1 verses is the beloved who is in the image of God.
那么亚当夏娃当年被造的时候，在创世纪第一章二十六节不也是这样讲的吗？
Isn't it the same we spoke to about Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1?
我们要照我们的形象与样式造人，所以人被造的是造了一个固定的形象造的。
And so when God created man, he created man in the image of God.
所以那个形象不是别人，乃是耶稣自己。
And so this image is not of the Lord Jesus himself.
所以这个新人是很清楚的形象。
And so this new man is a very clear image.
这是神在我们上做工的那个目标。
And so this
goal in which God wants to work in our lives.
我们越受主的祝福，我们越跟随主，把自己交给他，神在我们身上就越把他儿子的形象越多的做在我们身上。
The more we give up and trust to God, the more He wants Christ's image in us.
那么这段话里头讲到这个形象里面有三个特点。
And so this image has got three characteristics.
中文也是翻译成这个样子，真理的仁义和圣洁，好像这里有两样东西，一个东西叫真理的仁义，一个叫圣洁，变成两样。
So here are two things, righteousness and holiness of the truth, righteous truth and holy truth, as it were.
但也是让你去查的时候，这个真理的，这是 adjective, 不是，它原来不是 adjective, 是 noun, 是名词。
So the word truth here is a noun.
所以这三件事。名词
So these three things are nouns.
真理是名词，仁义是名词，圣洁是名词。
Truth, righteousness, holiness are all nouns.
所以告诉我们，这个形象有三个特色。
And the likeness of God has got three characteristics.
第一个有真理
Number one has truth.
第二有仁义就是 righteousness.
Second, righteousness.
第三有圣洁。
Third, holiness.
神的儿子在他身上要显明的一个特点，第一是没有虚假，是真
truth.
真没有。
The first manifestation is truth.
第二他是公义的。
Second, righteousness.
在他毫无不义。
That in him is all righteous.
第三他是绝对的圣洁。
And there is all holy.
这是刚刚好就是前面那个旧人的相反。
And this is that's the opposite from the earlier.
旧人是虚谎的。
That all men are lies.
旧人是没有公义的。
All men are unrighteous.
那旧人是完全谈不上圣洁，是一个 corrupt 的 lifestyle.
All men totally corrupt.
所以这个是神要把从我们这个刚刚得救的人，但是还在救人的这个捆绑里面，要把它一步一步做出来的。
And so after being saved, we were bounded in the old man, God releases us state by state.
对，那么这要长期抗战了。这个我不知道你怎么样。
Long term
交战 ，long term struggle,
long term struggle。
这一个神在我们做的工作，不是一步而成，是一个时间。In the process,
so it's a long-term process for time.
那我们必须跟神配合。
And we need to cooperate with God.
所以现在就是什么？
这帮子说，
如果我们真的懂
，if you really know,
那我在这里要告诉我们神永远的旨意。
God wants to tell us God's eternal purpose.
如果我们真的有信，要让身体神的教会能够被建成。
If we have this real desire that this church should be built up,
如果我们真的有一个愿意，不被这个异教之风吹来吹去，我们能够长大成人。
If we have a real desire that we would not be tossed by all winds of doctrine,
那我们对这个脱去旧人、穿上新人的这件事，要成为我们一生最重要的追求。
Then putting on the old man and putting on the new man should be our life's most important goal. That's it.
我们可以别的方面任何方面失败没有关系。
We can do it in other aspects of our lives.
失败也好成功也好，这个都对我们的永生没有任何的关系。
But if we sacrifice, these things have got no impact on our future life.
但是这一个脱去救人信任这一个整个的这个成圣的过程，是我们一生必须全身投入的。
But this,Putting on the new man, putting on the new man, new man, it's something that we need to,
that 不是 desire of love. 你必须把你的全人摆进去。
If we invest wholeheartedly our whole man in this,
如果不是这样的态度，
If not for this attitude,
我们跑不到底，这件事情完不了。
If not for this attitude, of investing everything you have, then you cannot finish this process.
Well, this word has a meaning. 就是，拼了，
拼，
只有在圣经里面，我只想到一个词，就是天国是努力的人进入的那个词。
The Bible says the violent man
对，就这个词。
The violent man
就能够进去。
要是 enter 进入，
哇，
哦 ，to violence，
对，
to violence， a man enters the kingdom of God。也就是说，如果你是微信关系的话，你不要是我行
，forget it， 不可能的。
Then it's impossible。你今天愿意一下，明天不愿意一下，也不可能的。If today you want, tomorrow you don't want, it's impossible。
你必须有一个
determination，
必须要有一个 determination。
You need to be very determined。
你知道这行。
只有即使成功不许失败。
You have to have this attitude that you can only succeed and cannot fail.
对，
你如果有这个态度
，if you have this attitude，
保持下去
，when you on forward，
神这个旨意就可以在你的身上成功。
When God's message is revealed in your life，
因为太多的事情是 distraction，
because too many other things is，
你会发现你要好好读经，事情就来了。
You realize that you want to study the God things happen to you，
要祷告，事情就来了。你要好好聚会，事情就来了。
你问他根本，你第一次是 happen to you。
总而言之啊，哎呀，
一千个 excuse 可以叫我们，哎呀，以后再说吧。
1000 excuses will come upon you and you procrastinate。
你有这个经验？
如果 this experience，
每一次你要想好好的怎么样，然后不管是读圣经、读聚会、祷告什么什么，反正一定有事情嘛。
Every time you are determined to do something， something will happen。
啊，或者你的朋友来看你啦。
就是感冒啦，就是这个那个
不对的东西啊。
You either fall sick or your parents or friends will come sick.
Something will happen.
儿子也不对了，女儿也不对了。
走到这个上哦，
something will happen.
总是叫你搞不成。
It will just prevent you from doing it.
除非你说我
unless
天塌了，我还是要坚持。
Unless you tell yourself even if the sky and heaven should fall, you will still continue.
你就要有这种。咬着牙拼老命的心，你才有办法坚持下去了。
You might your feet and your dear life, you will
persevere。
这个我们传道人常常有这样的一个经验。
Preachers often have this experience。
还没有上台以前，全身都不对。
你那个 conversation， 后半句是
有的时候我讲到，甚至这个有一次我到一个地方拉肚子，拉的命都没有了。
There's a place I had diarrhea all the time.
All the time, okay.
I carried many times.
所以就是全身虚脱，怎么翻译我都不知道了。
全身力气都没有了。
My whole body was
unstrained.
那有一个 perfect excuse 可以说，我跟那个聚会的弟兄姊妹说，你们好好祷告，为传道人祷告，明天再讲。
And the prophet is to say to tell the congregation, I speak only tomorrow.
却没有想到这些弟兄们就是说，我们已经为你祷告三天了。
These brothers pray for you 2 days already.
今天这80几个人就是听你要讲道。
All these people, 80 of them.我不想用 speech，
我没有力气。
I said no strength。
他们说一句话：要死娘也得喂奶。
They say a mother is about to die still has to feed the child。
我马上祷告说：主啊，我不是他们的娘。
I didn't care， 你看看。
但是他们不上嘛，
大哥，他们说什么也不上。
我 not ready to let me go。所以我经常祷告说，主啊，既然如此，那我只好拼了。
So I told the Lord, since it's like that, and you're true,
死就死吧。
If I die, so be it.
所以当你愿意这样去死就死吧，我就去讲。虽然没有力气，这再没有力，我坐在那里讲。
And if you are determined, so it will be, you will be by your strength and I sat down there to preach.
你就开始看见，当你肯的时候，
if you are willing,
神迹就来了。
Miracles
他的能力就来了。
God strength
他就慢慢慢慢的能量，但是来我从早上九点钟居然还干到下午三点。
I preached in the 中间吃一顿饭。I preached from the morning up to 3 o'clock.
这是我以前从来没有经历过的事。
I never had such experience before.
一周我就感冒上台，那病就好了。这种事已经不是稀奇，但是全身就是一点力气都没有，站都站不起来，也去讲道，还能够从早上这样的讲过来，那是我真的用一个神迹。
I never had such experience where I was totally without strength. I could preach from 9 to 3 o'clock, and it's a miracle.
而且。不是当天上，一连讲三天。
And it's not just one day, but 3 days ongoing.
所以我就这一个很简单的见证，就说一件事情：，只不是我们能，我们不能，根本不可能。但是你愿意，可能。
And it is not that you can, we hope you cannot, but if you're willing, God will do the impossible.
今天这一件脱下旧人、穿上新人这件事情是不可能，对我们来讲不可能了。
This putting off the old man and putting on the new man is something impossible.
但是是神定规的。
And something that God determined.
神说你来跟我配合，你只要你愿意。
God said, "Some of you cooperate with me."
你愿意我就有办法。
If you really cooperate, I have a way.
你不愿意，神有办法的。
If you're not willing, you really God, God can.
你说对，所以今天是看我们在神面前有没有一个叫做不顾一切的心 ，violent 的心。
So today is a matter of have an attitude that we will be so determined that we will not care about ourselves。
对，就不顾一切，我就是要这个神的旨意能够成功。
We will ignore all else and we are determined that God's will be fulfilled.
今天很多人在这里，在一个教会里面混不，觉得这里的人怎么样不听我的话，我跟你看他也不顺眼，你也看他不顺眼，哎，我回家了，不来了。
Many people stay in a church, don't get along each other, and they give up, and they leave, and they go home.
这就是上当了。
And that is to be checked.
你如果知道这件事情是不是你的问题，是整个。魔鬼要拦阻神把他的身体建立起来。
If you know that this is not just your personal matter, but it is a conflict of the devil with God preventing the church from being built up.
如果你走了 ，if you leave， 你让神的旨意受到拦阻
，then you will obstruct God's will.
第二
，second，
你就跑到隔壁那家去，你还是跑不掉的。
You go to your two six store, you still cannot escape.
因为那边还有一批人跟这边还糟糕的。
Because the group next door, the people are worse than this group.
你以为这里这批人就很不顺眼，你到那边去看看，一定是
跟你穿起来帅，
你比拉班还要厉害的人不等你吗？
难道我是拉班？
对，所以聪明的就在这里，好好磨吧。
So if you are intelligent, you live and you live on.
你换来换去跑摊头，你想救自己啊？甭想。
So you do what you need and then it's game.
最后一事无成。
After that, you
just go for it. 你救了自己，你却失去了自己。
You try to save yourself, you lose it.
No.这就是我们，你今天看到教会里面有一群的基督徒是叫做飘来飘去的，今天在这里跑跑，明天到那里跑跑，这个都没有结果的。
But the good Christians today, you can live there, you can move there, all these will end up with nothing.
反正你跟神说，就在这里，我拼到底了。
你猜到了 ，It's here, and I will be determined all the way.
你的旨意没有实现，我不走。
你的任何东西，
还有人死在这里
，I die here。
对，那你就可以看到神的荣耀。
Then you see God's glory，
信不信
？You believe？
啊
？You believe？
你们不信啊
？You don't believe？
你不信？我们必须对神有这个信心。
You need the faith of God. Believe God.
不是 up to me， 这是 up to God。
Because what we ask is up to God。
对，神他做工。
God will do the work.
不管你是谁呀
，God will fulfill and complete.
他来灭了。
Otherwise, the son cannot return to the land.
他要回来娶一个妻子。这个妻子如果没有长成的话，他怎么回来呢
？He is to return to have a bride, and if this bride is not mature,
他就是 accomplished，
所以他一定要把这个工作做出来。
So his work must be done，
这是只准成功，不准失败。
This can only succeed, it cannot fail at all。
你愿意的话，你就在这里有份；你不愿意的话，你就在门外咬牙切齿。
If you are willing, you have a part here. Otherwise, outside, you be a national team.
懂了没有？你说选择是你的，是你的事情，你要决定和
stick or
救自己。
The choice is yours. You either stick or save yourself.
好，我们低头祷告。
We close in prayer.
所以我们这次来到你的面前。
Lord, we indeed come before your presence.
我们向你承认我们是一个愚昧人。
Lord, we acknowledge that we are foolish.
我们不懂你的心。
We do not know your heart.
把今天晚上把我们开我们的眼睛。
But your eyes would open up, your word would open up our eyes.
让我们知道神的旨意是这样的奇妙。
But we might know that your word is so amazing.
而且知道我们每一个人都有重要的一环在我们的手里。
But we have an important key in our hands.
我们需要与你配合。
But we need to cooperate with
you. 我们需要把自己完全没有保留的奉献在你的手里。
We need to undeservedly consecrate our lives before you.
让圣灵可以做工。
But the Holy Spirit can do His
work. 可以自由的做工，把我们做成。
That can freely do His work in our lives.
真正磨成神儿子的形象。
That we be moved unto Christ's likeness.
让人看见的不是我，是基督。
But people see Christ and not us.
主啊，这件事情说容易，做很难。
Lord, we know that this is a matter easy to say but difficult to do.
但是在耶和华岂有难成的事呢？
That there is nothing impossible with God.
主啊，我们愿意在你面前祷告。
But we're willing to pray before you.
求你帮助我们。
But help us.
给我们一个愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
让我们有一个顺服的灵。
But we have a submissive spirit.
这样你就可以早日回来。
Then you can return quickly.
求主听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.